I'm Sarah Smiley, and I'm running for re-election to the Orange County Board of Education. I decided to run for re-election because I'm really proud of the progress Orange County Schools has made, and I want to make sure that that progress continues. At the same time, there is so far to go still. And in education, the most effective teams are the ones that work together with a shared goal over time, with a real focus on continuous improvement. And so I want to stick around and continue to support that. In this moment, public schools are facing such challenges, and I think that my experience can help us move through those challenges and keep our momentum going. My campaign is really centered on a vision for Orange County schools becoming a place where three things are true. Number one, every student gets what they need to excel academically and thrive personally. To me, there's two aspects of this. One is understanding each student's academic needs and making sure that they get what they need to be successful, because we know all kids can be successful. And it's also about cultivating a real sense of belonging and well-being for all students. So on that front, like, I'm really proud that the district has expanded the amount of mental health resources and counseling available to students over the past few years. Number two, each teacher and staff member experiences a positive, collaborative workplace. You know, there's a lot of competition for teachers and other staff members for schools. And I think our best bet is to make this a district where people really want to work, where they're excited to come to work together in a school towards important goals, and they feel like they're really making a difference. And number three, every family's embrace as a real partner in their children's education. I am a parent, and so I, you know, sort of bring that perspective to this as well. All of the candidates come from, like, different backgrounds. One thing that is unique about me, I think, is that I have spent the past 30 years, really like my whole career, trying to play some part in making educational equity a reality. And I believe that we actually can have public schools where every single student truly belongs. And I, like, on a deep level, I believe there's a moral imperative for us to work towards that. That's what I've spent my whole career doing in all kinds of ways. One challenging thing the board has needed to deal with in recent years are funding challenges. So there was an influx of money after COVID. We expanded our summer school program. We added tutoring at all of the elementary schools and a number of the other schools. And all of those things were really beneficial to kids that they really needed. That funding also ended. And so we faced this difficult time of needing to cut back on some of these things that we thought were helpful because the money simply wasn't there. I'm proud of how we handled it because a lot of other school districts have faced real financial crisis moments because they were challenged to cut back in those ways when they needed to. And so they faced ultimately these, like, big mass layoffs and things like that that we were able to avoid. I mean, in terms of something to keep looking at, the thing that's heavy on my mind is how immigration enforcement is happening in this country right now. So these immigration surges around the country and, you know, earlier in the fall in the Triangle are hugely disruptive for schools. The district does have protocols in place if we should have another surge in this area, and I feel good about those, but I want to see us do more to communicate proactively with families about our plans. I think, in general, looking at how we are preparing and responding to that potential activity in our area is really important. I think the district can play a huge role in supporting students and families in general. I really believe in the idea of public schools as hubs of their communities and the idea of community schools. At the start of my career, I was a teacher in New York City in a Title I community school. And so at my school, what that meant was, in addition to students learning during the day, there were really robust after-school activities. There was a medical clinic that was also available to families. There was a dentist who came every couple of weeks, and they did vision screening for families. There were ESL classes. There were GED classes at nights for families. And I saw how important that was for my students' families. And then in Orange County Schools, we are lucky that Central Elementary and New Hope Elementary are both recipients of community schools grants that have allowed them to set up family resource centers. So they have food pantries, they have clothing available, they can talk to families and sort of assess their needs and point them to the right resources. And so the more that we can bring together community partnerships, access things like grants, and sort of work together to support all of those needs outside of school, you know, our students are going to be better off, and we'll be better off as a community. When voters see my name on the ballot, I hope they smile. My last name is Smiley. I hope people think of me as someone who's just really straightforward, trustworthy. I hope they think of somebody who operates with like a sense of realism and also hope, someone who's curious and who fundamentally believes in doing the good work together collectively.